Roundtree on XFM.
Hello, welcome to my show. My name's Dave Roundtree. I'm the drummer in Blur, and you may wonder why I'm here. She did a mixtape on XFM over Christmas. It was out on Christmas Day, and on the way out, the producer said, "I think it's going to snow in January." And I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "Are you sure?" I said, "Yeah, I really do, because I do think it's going to snow in January. It's going to be bitter, actually, this January." And he said, "Well, do you mind signing this then?" I said, "Sure, because I'll sign anything, because, you know, I really do think it's going to snow in January." Apparently, what he'd said was, "Do you want to do your own show in January?" So I'm contractually obliged to tell you that I've got music coming up from Radiohead, Magnetic North. I've got some games with a friend of mine, George, who you'll learn about later. But let's start with the Crocodiles and Sunday.
To see.
I'm Dave Rowntree, drummer from Blur, and you're listening to XFM. That was Radiohead with Pyramid Song. And people often say to me things like, you know, when you're out with your celebrity mates, this and that, and I always say, well, I don't really have any celebrity mates. But actually, it's not true, because a few years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, there was a big kerfuffle in the industry about changes to copyright. And the record companies were saying, what the musicians want is this, and the publishers were saying, what the musicians want is that. And everybody was saying what the musicians wanted, and we were thinking, well, why is nobody asking the musicians? So a bunch of musicians and myself formed the Featured Artists Coalition, and we decided to say what the musicians wanted as the musicians. So the Featured Artists Coalition has turned now into a kind of mentoring organisation that looks after young musicians and tries to put them in a position so they don't have to make the mistakes that we all made when we were young musicians many moons ago. One of those is Ed O'Brien, guitarist from Radiohead, also people like Sandy Shaw, Hal Ritson, and it's actually us doing it. It's not we haven't become ambassadors for some kind of charitable cause, had our pictures taken and then gone off and got somebody else to do it. We're actually running the organisation ourselves, so I suppose they're my celebrity mates. Anyway, this is the Magnetic North with an absolutely beautiful Bayer scale here on XFM. It's all there.
coming in like an arrow. Coming up over the sea. It's all there, shutting up for the season. It's not wild. It's all there, taking it back to nothing. Every little thing I know. Every little thing I have, sealed up by the eye. See if tired I shut it up for the winter. There's no work here. It's all there, taking it back to nothing. Every little thing I know.
I'm Dave Rowntree, you're listening to me on XFM. That was Magnetic North and Bay of Scale. The Magnetic North being Erland Cooper, Hannah Peel and Simon Tong, an old friend of mine. Apparently Erland Cooper was visited in a dream by the ghost of Orkney resident Betty Corrigal, who killed herself in 1770, and she appeared to Erland and told him to write an album about the Orkneys. And instead of going, "Ah, it's a ghost!" he went, "All right," and wrote the album. I'm here with my good friend George. Thank you very much for laughing at that joke, George, because I know you've heard it before.
It was a good joke, still.
More from you later. Coming up after the break, we've got Two of a Kind with George and music from Alt J.
Dave Rowntree on XFM. XFM.
That's all we hoped it was. A break from the warfare in your house. house, to each his own. The soldier's bailing out, he curled his lips on the bow. And I don't know if the dead can talk to anyone. Come on and get the minimum before you open up your eyes. Disarm yourself in your hands. Are you one of us? Come on and get your overdose. Collect it at the borderline. They want to get up in your head. Cause they know so to climb. The high road is hard to find. A detour in your new life. Tell all of your friends goodbye.
Broken Bells with The High Road, and before that, Beck with Disco Box. This is XFM, you're listening to Dave Rowntree. I'm here with my friend, George. How are you doing, George?
I'm doing well, thank you so much. It's an absolute... it's nice to be here.
I'm going to call you Researcher George, because you actually have an unpronounceable surname, don't you? There's no vowels at all, or consonants for that matter.
Yeah, and it's a swear word as well, so it's...
So there we are, I'm going to call you Researcher George. We're going to play a game, it's called Two of a Kind. I'm going to play you two tracks that are connected in some way, and you have to guess the connection. You up for that?
Well, you told me I was here just to take minutes, but I'll do a game as well, that's fine.
Fine, the first track is Paul McCartney with Live and Let Die.
You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live. If this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say live and let die. This ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry.
live and let die.
Classic from John Lennon, Instant Karma. I'm Dave Rowntree. I'm on XFM with my own show, believe it or not. I'm here with researcher George and we're playing Two of a Kind. I've played you two tracks, George, that are connected in some way. You have to guess the connection. The tracks were Paul McCartney and Live and Let Die and John Lennon, as we know, with Instant Karma. And actually, I think you may even know this because it's a kind of weird fact. It's not the obvious one that they're both members of the Beatles.
Oh.
I know. I think you actually might know this, though. I think you've got a glint in your eye.
Do I?
Yeah. Oh. You've got something in your eye.
I do need the toilet, so it might be that.
OK.
What, go to the toilet or start the game?
Let's start the game now. See if we postpone the toilet as long as possible.
McCartney and Lennon. Lennon and McCartney. The Beatles. I don't know what the link is. I need a clue. I definitely need a clue.
OK. It's not that they were both the Beatles.
Yeah,
it's
said that once.
To do with an... It's actually an animal clue.
An animal clue?
Yeah. It's about an animal.
Beavers?
It's to do with a
clam.
Mammal. a mammal, a clam. I wish it was. I wish the answer was clam.
Killer whale. Thriller whale. Miller whale.
No, think of a
any
pet.
Any kind of whale?
It's to do with pets.
Cat.
All right, I'll give you that. It is a cat. They have a cat in common.
Cat Stevens?
Nope.
Were both the songs about a pet cat?
No, it's to do with the names of pet cats.
They both had a pet cat that had the same name.
They did. They did. You're absolutely. What was the name, though? That's the question.
Nigel.
No, it's one of the Holy Trinity. I'll give you that.
Alex.
It's just been Christmas.
Damon. It's just and Graham.
It's just been Christmas. Who do you think
God,
it might be?
God.
It's not
no,
Santa.
The sun. The sun
it's
and the
sun,
holy.
The sun. It is the sun called
Julian Lennon.
Well, you're nearly there.
Jesus.
Jesus, exactly. They both had cats called Jesus. Isn't that a bizarre thing?
Wow.
John Lennon came up with the name Jesus after the hysteria and Beatles record burning, in 1966 when he said that the Beatles were bigger than Jesus because he'd never had a hit record. So he called his cat Jesus. The Beatles were quite literally bigger than Jesus. Paul McCartney also had a cat called Jesus. In fact, he had three cats called Mary, Joseph and Jesus. And while you're processing that bombshell, this is Alt-J with Tessellate. I'm Dave Rowntree, you're listening to XFM. That was Alt-J with Tessellate. Beautiful, beautiful track. On Wikipedia it says, Alt-J is a blend of layered, folk-inflected dub pop and soaring alternative rock, which just goes to show what a pointless exercise it is trying to describe music with words. Coming up, classics from Wall of Voodoo and the Polyphonic Spree.
Dave Rowntree on XFM. XFM.
We'll clocks be reset and the pendulum's held, 'cause there's nothing at all except the space in between. Finding out what you're called and repeating your name.
I'm Dave Rowntree. Welcome to my brand new show. How exciting. That was Kaiser Chiefs with Ruby and then Wall of Voodoo with Mexican Radio, released in 1983. And I remember them playing it on Top of the Pops. And I was thinking that we used to be spoilt for music on the TV in those days. And it was sad to see that the BBC cancelled the show and didn't actually replace it with anything. What I don't miss is the name. What an embarrassing name. Top of the Pops.
Mm.
It's like some kind of 60s throwback. I was talking to cooler people in foreign bands about music on the TV. I used to almost die with embarrassment when I used to have to say we're playing Top of the Pops. But anyway, they cancelled it, and now we've got nothing. And even something with a stupid name is better than nothing. Anyway, I'm here again with researcher George. And how are you enjoying the show so far, George?
It's been everything I expected. There have been laughs. There have been...
Mostly from me, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there have just been some laughs, yeah. Yeah.
You've got a game for me, I hear.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about Mars.
OK.
Because you tried to fly there or something?
Well, kind of. I was peripherally involved doing the PR for the ill-fated Beagle 2 mission to Mars.
That was the
one. Colin Pillinger's mission. It was a success in that we did manage to get Beagle 2 to Mars, but unfortunately we didn't manage to decelerate it when it arrived, so it landed with a big loud bang.
But it is there.
It is there, in a big hole on the surface of Mars.
Now, I've prepared a little quiz about Mars called Merry Quiz Mars.
Well, hey, obviously. Seasonal quiz.
Bit late, but doesn't matter. If you get all the questions right, you can win this, which is possibly a piece of Mars rock. Do you want to hold it?
What's George has given me?
Don't describe it. Don't describe it.
Really? I think I ought to, actually. What George has given me is a small white stone, and there's a clue with Mars, because Mars is known as the red planet. In fact, there's about 15 or 16 bits of Mars on the Earth. When comets have crashed into Mars, blown rock off into space, some of that rock has travelled through the solar system and landed on Earth. I'm reasonably sure that that isn't one of them, I have to say, because it's known as the red planet and you give me a white rock. However, if it was, it'd be worth about £1 billion. So I'll keep it anyway, just in case. Thank you.
So if you get the questions right, you will win this incredibly rare, because all the other ones are red, you said. Incredibly rare bit of rock. OK, be careful with it.
OK, let's go.
Question one. Earth has got one moon, which is called the Moon. Mars has got two moons. What are they called?
They're called Phobos and Deimos.
Correct.
I'll warn you, they made me learn loads of Mars trivia to do the PR for the ill-fated Beagle 2 project. So I've got some Mars facts at my fingertips.
Question two. How many days make up a Martian year?
It's a little under two Earth years. I think it's about 700 Earth days.
I'll give you that. It's 687.
There we are.
Question three. What is Mars's average distance from the Sun?
About a quarter of a billion kilometres. I think 250 million kilometres.
In miles?
Oh, God. Don't know. It's about three pints, isn't it? And a packet of crisps.
I'll give you that. It's 142 million miles. Now, I've got one bonus question.
Okay.
This is a more difficult one. Is there going to be another Blur album?
Is it going to be another Beagle 2, is what I want to know. Even NASA didn't get to Mars on the first attempt. It took them three attempts to get to Mars. We did at least arrive on the first attempt. It was more than they did. And for £25 million, which is what you pay for a screwdriver at NASA.
Perfect. That was the correct answer. You've won the piece of Mars rock.
Thank you. And while I savour the Mars rock, please listen to the Polyphonic Spree with Soldier Girl. That was Polyphonic Spree with Soldier Girl from Dallas, Texas. That was from their 2002 debut album, The Beginning Stages of the Polyphonic Spree. I'm Dave Rowntree. Thank you very much for listening to my very first show. I've had a lot of fun. Researcher George, thank you very much for helping me out. Are you up to anything exciting this week?
Oh, I am. I'm going on a flight and I absolutely hate flying. The way I see it, if God had wanted us to fly, he would have created a number of low-cost airlines with outstanding safety records. Anyway, you're a registered pilot, are you not?
I am. A licensed pilot, as we call it. Registered pilot makes it sound like some sort of bad thing we've done, where the government needs to keep tabs on us.
Now, if I was...
Makes it sound like one of my own clients.
if I was mid-flight, if there was a terrible disaster on the plane, like a wing fell off. No, maybe not a wing falling off. Anyway, something went wrong. The pilot died suddenly, and the co-pilot, and the other one who's there just in the corner.
The one that says the funny gags in airplanes.
Yeah, exactly.
If he dies, we're in real trouble.
Exactly.
Because where's the humour?
Would you be confident in landing any kind of plane, from the big ones to the other ones?
That's a question I often get asked, actually, especially on takeoff by nervous passengers who know that I'm a pilot. I'm actually particularly well qualified for a pilot, so
thought you might be.
I've taken pretty much all the exams you can as a private pilot, so I think I would have a good stab at it. And actually, the modern aeroplanes run by computer anyway, so providing you get somebody on the radio. You could work the radio, you could get somebody to tell you how to program the computer and program it to land at the nearest airport.
So do you think even I could land a plane?
Can you drive a car? If you can drive a car, they say, you can learn to fly a plane pretty easily.
I can't drive a car.
I'm sorry, George. You can have a go. You could say, oh, don't worry, I'll help. I can't drive, but I'll give it a go. Don't worry. Do you feel reassured?
I do. My mind is so at rest that I'm practically high.
Thank you very much indeed for listening. I've really enjoyed my first show. I'll see you the same time next week. We'll play out with Harvey Danger and Flagpole Sitter. This is XFM.
Memories, my camera.
Roundtree on XFM. XFM.